Hi guys, welcome to another beautiful episode of your relationship podcast, your number one relationship podcast on relationship on earth, relationship realities with Onome. And the voice you're listening to is still that of your one and only host, Onome Omachola. How are you guys doing today? Happy Relationship Thursday! So guys, today I'm going to be taking you on a journey into this issue that has been going around lately about, you know, this minister that got abused by her own husband in her own, you know, marriage, and unfortunately led to her own death. So I believe, you know, a lot of people has been talking about it, a lot of coaches, a lot of pastors, a lot of ministers has been talking about it, and you know, and over time and over the years, I believe, I even grew up to the fact that people has been talking about the fact that if you're in an abusive relationship, you should leave, you should run for your dear life. But, you know, I began to wonder, why is it that people are still in an abusive relationship till date? What's wrong? Like, what's really the issue? Because if we're to, you know, equivalently measure up the amount of shoutings and all we've been hearing about you living an abusive relationship to the results we've had so far, and you know, to the number of people still in an abusive relationship, they do not tally at all. So what is wrong? What is really the issue? So today I'm gonna be taking you, you know, into the journey of enlightening you about the psychology behind abuse, types of abuse, and why you should live an abusive relationship. Yeah, so I'm not here to tell you that leave. Yeah, you've heard that a lot of times, and I'll still say you should leave, but I want you to see reasons why you should leave, right? Probably if you see reasons why you should leave, it will help you better to make the right decision. So today, I want you to follow me closely as I will be dissecting, as I will be taking you, as I will be enlightening you about the psychology behind abuse, right? I want you to see how abusive men thinks, and I want you to see that, you know, you can't change them. So, you know, when people, I believe a lot of people are in an abusive relationship because they are hoping that one day the guy is going to change. So am I saying that change isn't possible? That is not what I'm saying. You can change, anybody can change. As a matter of fact, the most constant thing on earth is change. So human beings are hardwired to change. We can change, but the point is that when talking about abusers or batterers, the issue is that it is far much beyond the fact that they are hungry or they have anger issues or they can't control how they feel. It is more about how they think. It is a mindset. It is a feeling. It is a wiring. So it is something that has, you know, that they've developed over time, over the years. It is a mindset. It is a psychological mindset that they've adapted, they've, you know, embraced over the years, that has eventually led to how they think or how, you know, they behave, how they reason, and stuff like that. So I don't want you to see it in a situation whereby you think that guy is abusing you because you are the one causing it, or because, you know, if you don't get him angry anymore, he won't abuse you anymore. No, it is beyond that. Even if you don't get him angry, he still abuse you because it is who he is. I'm telling you. So for him to change, it takes a lot of restructuring, rewiring as far as his mindset is concerned, a lot of teachings, a lot of insight, a lot of light. And ultimately, God even intervening, right? Because it's beyond what you can change based on your own human, you know, power or human belief or human understanding or human, you know, and a whole lot of things. So I will dive in right now to talk about psychology, because I said we'll be talking about psychology behind abuse, types of abuse, and why you should live an abusive relationship. So what is psychology? Psychology is the scientific study of mind and behavior. It includes the study of conscious and unconscious phenomena, including feelings and thoughts. So now, when I'm talking about psychology behind abuse now, I want to tell you how abusers think. We are going to do an in-depth study into their mind. What goes on in their mind? Why do they behave the way they behave? Why do they, you know, think the way they think? And why do they believe that they have to beat a lady up, or they have to talk down at a lady, or they have to spiritually abuse a lady, psychologically, emotionally, financially abuse a lady before they can, you know, before they can keep her in that relationship, you know? So I want you to follow me closely as I, you know, dive fully into this discussion. Okay, so abusers are hardened criminals. I want you to know that they are hardened criminals. So they might not be carrying guns, right? They might not be breaking shops, you know, but they are hardened criminals who commit their crimes in a conscious, calculated manner to achieve the dominance they believe they are entitled to. So abusers are hardened criminals who commit their crimes in a conscious or unconscious way, calculated manner to achieve the dominance they believe they are entitled to. So one thing I want you to know that the thoughts behind physical abuse is that they used to believe that, or any form of abuse, is that they are meant to dominate, right? So they believe that I'm meant to dominate. In this relationship, I'm the head. I'm meant to dominate you. You have to listen to me. So even if I need to force you to listen to me, even if I need to talk down at you for you to listen to me, even if I need to beat you for you to listen to me, I will do it. So they are hardened criminals. They are nothing less than, you know, people breaking banks, people killing people. You know, they are nothing less than that, because if they are not killing you physically, they are killing you emotionally. So whichever way, you are dying. So they are criminals as well who commit their crimes in a conscious, so they are so conscious, calculated manner. They will calculate it to achieve the dominance they believe they are entitled to. So if there is anything I want you to know, or if there is any thought that goes on in the mind of an abuser, is the father, they want dominance. They believe that I'm the head here. So you got to listen to me. I got to correct you. I have the right to beat you up, right? As the head of this relationship, right? So those are one of the thoughts. That is one of the thoughts. That runs through the mind of an abuser. Okay, so now we're going to be talking about common traits in all abusers. Be it an emotional abuser, a psychological abuser, a physical abuser, a batterer, whatever. There is a common thought, or there is a common trait to all of them. And that is the psychological aspect we're going to be talking about. So when I'm done, you will see why you should leave an abusive relationship. Seriously. You will see why you should leave an abusive relationship. Number one is that they are controlling. So they feel they should control you. Their mindset, their thought is that I got to control this woman. She has to listen to me. I got to control this babe. So their thought, their wiring, their mindset is that they must, you know, stay at that control space. They must be the controller. So they are always controlling. They just want to control. Another trait about them is that they are manipulative. Very, very manipulative. So they make you see why they should beat you up. They make you see why what they are doing is, you know, for the best of that relationship. And that is why you see a guy that says that, and I will still talk about that fully, why abusers are always defensive. And, you know, they make you feel like you shouldn't have responded when I was talking to you. It was your fault. Yeah, they are manipulative. They want to change your mindset to start thinking the way they think. To the extent that some ladies believe that if a guy is here to beat them, the guy doesn't love them. Yeah, because the guy has manipulated you to believe that his way of showing you love is to beat you, is to correct you, is to talk down at you, is, you know, because he believes that by him doing that to you, you are going to change. And when you change, it is ultimately for your own good. So when you change, it will make you become a better version of yourself. And, you know, what they are doing is actually just to help you to change. They are very, very manipulative in their thinking, and they are very, very manipulative in their speaking as well. So they want to manipulate you. So another thing is that they believe that men has a preordained right to be in charge of all aspects of relationship. So I don't know who preordained them to have that right though. But, you know, they always believe that men has a preordained right, like it has been predestined for them that, you know, they should be in charge of all aspects of relationships. So when they see an iota of a lady trying to speak up for herself, a lady trying to give her own contribution to that relationship, to them it is, you know, communicating something else to them, like, are you trying to take charge of this aspect of this area in this relationship? Are you trying to make it look like you are the head of this relationship? So, you know, that is the thought that runs through their mind when they see a lady that is trying probably to be outspoken, that is trying to be herself, that is trying to give her own opinion in a relationship. And, you know, before you know it, they start saying that, why are you always making it look like you are the head of this family? Why are you being feminist? You know, and a lot of reasons like that. Meanwhile, there's a place of partnership which they have failed to understand. There's a place of she being your helpmate, not your slave, which they have refused to understand. So to them, they believe that they should be the head, and you know, they've been preordained with that right to, you know, to just dominate that relationship and to be in charge of all aspects of that relationship. That is one of the thoughts that run through their mind, right? So another thing is that they often see themselves as victims, and this one here is so, I don't understand it, but you know, it's actually real. So even abusers, they often see themselves as victims. They don't see you that they are abusing as victims. They see themselves as victims. So in their own mind, you are talking down at them. In their own mind, you are not respecting them. In their own mind, you are making them feel less of themselves. So they beat you up for it. So to them, they are like the victims that is trying to protect themselves from you. Do you get the gist? So to them, you know, they beating you up, or they beating a lady up, to them is like, okay, I'm trying to protect myself in this relationship, and I'm trying to protect my leadership in this relationship. I'm trying to maintain my position as the head of this relationship or this family. So to them, you are not the victim. They are the victim. They are trying to protect themselves against whatever it is you're trying to do to them. Probably a lady that, you know, that love a voice to be heard to and feels like, okay, I have a say as far as this relationship is concerned. So when you're trying to contribute your own quota of wisdom to a particular issue in that relationship, to them is like you are trying to, you know, lord it over them. To them, you are trying to make them like look like a MAGA. To them, you are trying to make them look like they are fool. So they want to protect themselves. So they are like feeling like the victims already. So in trying to protect themselves, they rather beat you up, they rather talk down at you, they rather, you know, not cater for probably your financial need as a lady, because they feel like, you know, I'm trying to punish you. As far as, you know, ready to listen to me, so I'd rather punish you, I'd rather make you feel like, okay, you are doing something I don't like, and I need to pay you back for it. Do you see that? Another thought that run through their mind is that they see their partners as subject to them or properties to be owned. Yeah, so when we're talking about partners, they don't see their partner as partner. Yeah, because, you know, when you say, okay, meet my babe, she's my lover, she's my partner, it's not just by mouth. So to these people, they don't see their partner as partner, for real. They see her as, you know, a property to be owned. They see her as someone that they can just treat anyhow, someone subjected to them, someone under their rulership, someone under their domain, someone they feel they can treat anyhow, right? So those are some of the thoughts, or those are some of the common traits in all abusers. So what I'm trying to do is to help you see why abusers think the way they think, and to help you see how they think, so that, you know, you can have that energy, the strength to run for your dear life, so that you see that this is beyond what you can change. This is beyond what you can just sit down with and, you know, because over the years they've developed that mindset. So you don't think that you falling in love with them during the space of 3 months is going to change them. It's not going to change them. So there is a lot of wiring, a lot of, you know, a lot of reshaping in mindset for them to really come back to their senses, right? So for some abusers, violence is a tool to keep their intimate partner from leaving the relationship, or keeping them from being unfaithful, even if it means, you know, physically forcing them to stay, right? So they are always jealous. Abusers are jealous. It's either they're jealous of your progress as a lady, or they are jealous of the fact that, you know, or they just want to hone you to themselves. Yeah. So one way or the other, they are just jealous, right? So they are not happy about what you are doing, about the progress you're making in your life. And, you know, they are feeling insecure in their own relationship. And, you know, the way they feel, they can actually relay how they feel is by beating a lady up, is by talking down at her, it's just by making her suffer, right? So how do you claim to love someone when all you do in that relationship is to just make her feel less of herself, or is just to suffer her? I don't understand that definition of love, and I'll never understand, because it is never love, right? So for some abusers, violence is a tool. They see it as a means to keep their intimate partner from leaving them, or from leaving the relationship, or they see it as a means, you know, from helping them from being unfaithful, right? Even if it means physically forcing them to stay. So I will like to say here that the feelings and thoughts of an abuser is that of dominance, is that of ego, is that of jealousy, and is that of low self-esteem. So I can say anywhere that abusers, batterers, they are people that do not have a high self-esteem of themselves. They have a low self-esteem. If you have a high self-esteem of yourself, you know who you are, you know your worth. You won't inflict pain on any other person. Yeah, so you won't see the lady's success as a threat to you. You won't see her accomplishments as a threat to you. So you won't feel insecure by, you know, what she's doing or the amount she's making, you know, or her salary or wages or whatever it is she's doing. Yeah, so it is, there are always people that their thoughts and their feelings is that of dominance. They want to dominate, is that of ego. You know, they feel like I'm the man here, you know, I got to rule. And, you know, jealousy, they're always jealous. I already said that earlier. And low self-esteem. And in all these things, you will see that you can't help him. You can't. You can't help him not to be dominant anymore. You can't help him, you know, not to feel that egoistic anymore. You can't help him not to feel jealous anymore. You can't help him, you know, to have a high self-esteem of himself. These are things he has to work on himself and by himself with the help of a psychologist or a help of, you know, someone that is not you. Yeah. So you don't stay in an abusive relationship hoping the guy is going to change. Because that change that you're expecting might not happen until you die and the guy gets married to another woman that understands her self-worth. And, you know, and when you are gone, you are gone. Dead don't stay in it. I don't understand why people feel like, I don't know. You know, I care what people are saying a lot. I don't want it to look like, you know, I'm going from one man to the other. You know, if I should leave this man now, good men are scarce. So I don't know, probably the guy I'm going to meet, if he's going to treat me even worse than this. That is another level of low self-esteem on its own end. You need to know your worth as a lady. No abusive guy deserves you, right? So if a guy is trying to just beat you, to just raise his voice at you, trying to just throw things, you know, commit nuisance when you are having arguments, the guy is going to raise his hands at you one day. And that will take me to the abuse cycle. So I'm going to be talking about the abuse cycle so that you can see deeper into how abusers and batterers think. So when I take you through the abuse cycle, you want to use that you want to use that as an hint to detect if you're in an abusive relationship or not. So I would take, it's like stages in the thought of an abuser. So when I'm saying the abuse cycle, I'm trying to let you see the stages or how an abuser think stage by stage or step by step, right? So the first abuse cycle is build up phase. And what this means is that the tension builds, right? The tension builds. This is the first stage whereby the guy is feeling tensed already. So probably you are doing things that he feels you shouldn't be doing, or he's been talking to you and you've refused to listen, right? And then the guy is already building tension, yeah, like he's getting angry already, right? He's already changing his look, changing his face, his eyeballs are red. You know, some people, you can sense it, you can feel it, you can even touch their anger. I'm serious, it's that bad. So the guy's already, like, the tense is already, so you are talking, the guy is talking and you're talking and, you know, the guy's already shaking his head, like, you don't know what is going on today. So that is the first stage. So the guy is building up. Nobody just starts beating up a lady, except the guy is mad. So if you see a guy that just wake up and start beating you, blah, 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 leave my house, something has happened over time. It's either the guy has been building up that tension and he's not, you know, he's refused to talk about it. And, you know, over time, everything got built up and he felt like, let me just anything I want to happen today, let me just beat her today. Let me just do the worst thing that I think I can ever do. So the first stage is the build up phase. This is where the tension builds. The second phase is the standover phase. And you see, this phase is where verbal attacks increase. So yeah, the guy is still verbally, you know, just still verbally talking to you, talking down at you. So the guy is like, why will you talk to me like that? Are you okay? So verbal attacks increase. So before you know, the guy tried to, you know, he's sending you back to your family. You know, that is why you are the so. That is why the only thing you are good at in this relationship, or the only thing you contribute to in this relationship, is so. The guy is just making you feel worthless. And before you know it, he's raising his voice at you, and you know that is why some ladies be like, I'm just angry, you know, calm down. If a guy is raising his voice at you, you know, consistently, that guy is going to beat you. Because at that stage, his tension already built up. And the next stage now is a stand over phase. So the guy is trying to stand over at you, like, okay, verbal attacks increases. Like, the guy is trying to just make you feel like you are not worth me showing love on you. So, and before you know, the guy is going to send you home. You know, that is how your mother is. That is why all your sisters are yet to get married. You know, it's not your fault. That is the trait that runs in your family. And, you know, before you know it, the guy is trying to use your weaknesses against you to talk down at you, right? And some people even go to the extent of even calling their friends to just make jest of you because they are angry at you. So it's still at this stage of standover phase. And this will now lead to the next phase, which is the explosion phase. And this is where the guy starts beating you. A violent outburst occurs. So the guy has already beat it up. So the guy already spoke out his mind verbally, right, to attack you. And now the guy feels like, nah, I want to take it a step further by beating you up. So it's called the explosion. Now the guy has exploded. Now the wall of Jericho is about to fall. Do you understand? So the guy has exploded and the guy is ready to beat you blue and black. He doesn't care anymore. Right, that is unnecessary. The explosion phase. The guy has exploded. It's like a bomb. So you can't stop him. Even if his mother is there to hold him, he can just punch his mother too. At that stage, they are not thinking right anymore. They are not thinking. They just want to beat you. No matter whatever it is anybody is saying, they just want to talk down at you. They just want to just make you feel... They just want to, you know, they can't hold it to themselves anymore. And that is the explosion phase. Now, the next phase is a remorse phase. Remorse phase, right? They've already beaten you up, you know. The deed has been done. As a matter of fact, they already made their intention. They already communicated how they feel to you and on you and with you and through you. So they don't care. They already beat you up, right? So the next phase is remorse phase. Now, the abuser excuses their behavior. It's not like they are truly remorseful. Yeah, so when we say remorse phase, don't think they will be remorseful. What they are trying to do is to excuse their behavior, and then they will try to play the blame game. Now, dear, this is the phase whereby they are trying to be manipulative. Now, they want you to see reasons why they inflicting pain on you is your fault and not their fault. So this is the remorse phase. So it's not like they are really remorseful. But, you know, the way they think, and that is what I'm saying, abusers are not normal people. They are hardened criminals. So you don't act with them like normal people. Ah, it's going to change. It's my husband. It's my wife. Guys actually get abused too, though. So it's my wife. It's my husband. It's my girlfriend. It's my boyfriend. You know, and then you are trying to make up excuses for them. They are manipulating you. So this remorse phase is where the guy is trying to be manipulative. And it will be like, you know, I'm sorry I beat you, but, you know, you shouldn't have. When I was talking to you, I was expecting you to keep quiet. I was not expecting you to reply me. Right, so they are making you see the reasons why, you know, why they beat the reasons why they actually beat you up blue black. They want you to see that it is your fault and not theirs. And after this stage, they will now go to the pursuit phase. The pursuit phase now, promises are made. I promise you with my life, it will never happen again. I promise you with my late mother. I promise you with my late father. I promise you with everything I have. In fact, if I beat you, I should die. Do you understand? So this is like the pursuit phase. They are promising heaven and earth. Like, I'm never going to do that. They will do it. They will do it. Because it is who they are. It is their mindset. So nobody can... If he has beaten you once, he will beat you again and again and again and again. The guy needs help. And that is not what you can give him. That is not what you... You can't render it, right? So the next phase is the pursuit phase. Promises are made. I won't do it again. I promise you. I promise everything I have. See, the day I beat you, Chola should just kill me. Yeah? Before Chola kills the guy, he has already killed you. Do you understand? So, this is the pursuit phase. They are trying to make you see reasons why you should stay in that relationship because they are promising you that they won't do it again. Now, the last phase is the funniest phase. And, you know, and this is the last of the cycle because after this phase, the cycle is going to begin again. And that is why it's cycle. It's a cycle because it keeps rolling, right? So it won't end here. So I'm not saying, you know, after this phase now, so the guy will now repent. In this phase that I'm talking about, there is no repentful stage there. There is no repent phase there. You won't see it there because they are not going to repent easily, right? So the next phase is the honeymoon phase. And the honeymoon phase is sweet, yeah? And this is where, you know, a brief respite before the circle begins. You know, they will try to treat you right. The honeymoon phase is where the guy will now go and buy you beautiful dress. Probably you've been telling the guys that, babe, I want iPhone 13 Pro Max. And then the guy like, I don't have money. So after the guy has beaten you, and, you know, the guy has, you know, promised you that I'm not going to beat you again, the guy will now go to the honeymoon phase. That iPhone 13 that the guy doesn't have money to buy, you now have money all of a sudden to buy it. You now buy it before I bring it home. You see, we don't have any problem. You see, I love you. See, this is the phone you've always wanted. Take it. So the guy's actually trying to make you stay in that relationship. And, you know, some ladies are materialistic. So they feel like you know, the value of you is actually what the guy is giving you. So if the guy gives you that, you know, some ladies are even funny that if he beats me up, he's still going to buy me that shoe that I want. Do you understand? And they are staying in that relationship because of that. I'm serious. You know, it's actually funny that we are talking about the psychology of abusers, but, you know, they abuse it too. Their psychology. There's the way they think too. And that is why they still stay in that relationship. I don't know, probably I might take time to, you know, to just talk about that too in my next episode. But right now, I'm focusing on the abuser, and I want to see why they abuse women. Right? Okay, so the last is the honeymoon phase, where that guy is going to buy you everything you want. Shoe, shawarma, bag, the books you want, everything. The guy is going to shower you with love, so-called love, so that you won't leave. And, you know, after he has given you those gifts, say, you see, we don't have any problem. I told you we don't have any problem. Just don't make me angry again. You understand? Just don't make me angry again. When I'm talking to you, just don't reply me. And if you can do that, nothing is going to happen. The guy's already telling you that, just don't reply, because if you reply me, I'm going to beat you. You know, there are some things that should actually hint you into that relationship you are going to. You should know what you are going into, right? So no guy is actually going to tell you that, see, in this relationship, what I have, my thought towards you is that of evil and not of good. If you talk to me, I'll beat you. I don't take nonsense. That is another level. If you see a guy that tells you that before you start a relationship, that one is mad, right? So you know that you have to run. But the normal one, like the people that are still trying to be normal, like the real abusers, they won't tell you that. They will promise you heaven on earth. In this relationship, you know, I'm going to treat you right. I'm going to love you. I'm going to honor you. I'm going to respect you as my helpmate, as the woman God has sent. They're going to promise you heaven on the earth. But, you know, as time goes on, it happens, right? Because like I said earlier, it is beyond what they can. Sometimes they can't even help themselves. And I would like to tell you that the solution to actually, you know, or the remedy or the antidote to helping abusers or batterers is not by locking them up in jail, right? As good as that might sound, it is a temporary, you know, is a temporary remedy, right? So you arrest the guy, you lock him up in a cell, and, you know, they gave him like 3 years imprisonment, you know, and after then they released the guy. And what happened again? The guy will now even become more bitter. Like, okay, so this is what happened, right? So you guys think you can lock me up? Any lady I meet, I'm going to suffer them. So it's a temporary, like, remedy. It's not permanent. So one of the permanent remedies is the guy to see a psychologist, because, like I said, this is a matter of psychology, right? It is beyond the guy himself. It is now the way he thinks. He can't help himself. So there is a need for him to actually go through a professional to help him through stages, to help his healing process. So there's a need for the guy to properly heal, right? So if you're in a relationship with an abuser, if you're in a relationship with a batterer, I want you to stop. You deserve better than that. So now I believe with this episode, you now know how abusers think. And, you know, I won't go ahead to talk about the types of abuse. Probably my next podcast, I'll be taking you, you know, I'll be enlightening you about the type of abuse. But I believe a lot of people would have spoken about that. So even if I stop here now, which I am going to, you know, I believe you've learned a lot, right? So what I'm here to do is just to tell you the psychology behind abuse and why you should leave an abusive relationship, right? So I believe you learned one or two things today. And I believe now, even if you are not in an abusive relationship and then you see someone in an abusive relationship, you know how to make them see reasons why they should leave that relationship and how they and how much, you know, value they should place on themselves and why they deserve better than that, right? So thank you so much for listening to me till the end. I'm so grateful. Thank you for always listening. Thank you for always coming back to listen every week. I really appreciate you. Thank you for sticking with me till this, you know, I mean, till now. I do not take it for granted. Keep listening, keep loving, Keep living till I come your way again next week, Thursday. Stay blessed and stay safe. I love you so much. Please send me your comments. You want to tag me on all of my social media platforms at Onome Omachola. You want to share what blessed you from today's episode, right? And tag me. I would love to hear from you. I would love to read back from you. So I will be waiting to hear back from you. Thank you so much, and do have a wonderful Thursday and a wonderful weekend. Bye. Okay.